Right now we talk Cardinals baseball. We are joined by a pitcher with the St. Louis Cardinals. He went five innings to pick up that win last night in a 7-4 victory over the Reds. He has won his last three straight decisions. 9-4 on the year, 76 strikeouts, an ERA of 3.57. He leads the majors in ground ball percentage. He was the 34th pick overall in 2016 out of Mississippi State. St. Louis is 2.5 games out of first. They're half game out of the wild card, and they're at Cincinnati tonight, 7:10 p.m. Eastern. Dakota Hudson is my guest. Dakota, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good. Really good to have you. So I mentioned you're coming off that win last night in Cincinnati, where maybe early in the start you weren't doing exactly what you would have liked, but you battled, you didn't give in, your teammates came alive at the plate. So how good did it feel to come away with a win last night to start the series on the road?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was awesome. Like you said, kind of started off a little rocky, but team was swinging the bat real well, and it was fun to see us kind of explode there for a couple innings.
Now, I mentioned you've won three straight decisions, and you're 7-1 in your last 11 starts. One of the things that you were talking about after last night's game was the ability to make adjustments and figure things out. I mean, it really is a veteran approach, especially given that you're not even at the one-year anniversary of your MLB debut. So how much of pitching is about the right stuff, and how much of it is about making the right adjustments?
I definitely feel like this stuff helps, but I feel like I've had kind of a lot of help from a lot of veteran players on our team to help me kind of shape how my mind works out there on the mound in order to get through whatever I'm doing. So that's a tribute to our older catchers and Wainwright, and then having Maddox back there for me.
Dakota Hudson joining us. I want to ask you about some of those guys in a moment or so, but if you go back to your MLB debut, it was on July 28th of last year against the Cubs. Take me back. What do you remember about that day?
Well, I remember being nervous the entire day, getting up, and then I think I got humped a little bit the day before, so I got up and warmed up in the bullpen. I think that kind of settled me in for the next day. But I came out and I'm pretty sure it was a standing ovation before I even threw my first pitch as a Cardinal. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of excitement in the air, and it was a blast, dream come true.
Yeah, so I wonder, less than a year later, you're now a critical part of that rotation, and you're in the middle of a battle for a postseason spot. I mean, does that seem pretty normal and natural to you, or does that still seem a little bit surreal?
I mean, it feels like I'm out there competing. You know, I've been playing ball for a long time now, so it just feels like I'm out there competing and trying to win a game.
Dakota Hudson joining us. So it feels pretty normal. You know, last year you mentioned Maddox. Last year you worked out of the bullpen, and the story goes in December, pitching coach Mike Maddox called you up and said you should spend the offseason preparing to be a starter. You had done that in the past, but what did it mean to you to know that the big league club was looking for you to start right now?
Oh, it meant a ton. I mean, they trusted what I did, and they liked what they saw whenever I was throwing last year out of the bullpen. It just means that they wanted me to figure out how to do that for a longer period of time and eat up some innings and throw out some quality starts out there. So I felt like they trusted me to kind of bust my butt in the off season and get ready for a long season this year.
So how does that work? How do you go about preparing in the off season to be a starter this season?
A lot of it's different. You know, you got to get in shape and be able to have the endurance to go longer and throw more pitches. And you just got to basically work around a routine. So it was about just finding a routine and figuring out how to get my body back and stronger, and just being able to use that for a longer period of time. So it's more about physical stuff, and then the mental stuff I've kind of learned and had to pick up as my experience has kind of come along here.
Cardinal starter Dakota Hudson joining us. And then there's the stuff about, well, the stuff. Big part of your success is your sinker, and the fact that, as your teammate Jack Flaherty says, quote, guys just bury it into the ground, end quote. So when did you first develop the sinker, and at one point did you know, I don't just have a good one, I've got a great one?
I'd say my sophomore year, I was more over the top in college, and then I kind of dropped down a little bit to have a little bit more command with speed stuff, and then I just kind of gripped a two-seam grip, and it just started moving. And then the one seam I'm throwing now was Adam Wainwright's grip, actually, that just showed more consistent movement for me and had a little bit more dive. So able to kind of get more consistent action in order to command it a little bit better.
Now, at the same time, I know that you're smart enough to know that if that's all you throw or you fall in love with that pitch, guys are going to figure it out. So how do you go about having a sinker as a weapon but also protecting it so you make sure that it's there when you need it?
Yeah, I mean, the cutter slider is kind of working to the other side of the plate, so I feel like I can kind of split the plate a little bit to get me in some positive counts. And then I've been able to try and read hitters a little bit and maybe see whenever I can dump in that slider, or if I got a changeup or need a changeup, I just pitch to kind of a situation a little bit.
You mentioned Wainwright. What's it like having him around to watch the way he goes about his preparation, the way he works, and basically to have a guy like that whose brain you can pick?
I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, the amount of experience that he's had and the games he's pitched in, and he's got decent experience. I mean, we're always in there in the dugout talking about things that have gone on in his career, and I feel like, honestly, like with him sharing experience, it does help bring us younger players up to par, or at least we learn one thing or maybe learn something from him that we keep from doing ourselves. And it definitely breeds positivity and it breeds some confidence in there.
Dakota Hudson joining us. You know, it seems to me that you're taking all this in stride, but when you look back at 2018 for a moment, that's a year that saw you celebrate your first full year of marriage, the birth of your son, your major league debut. These are all amazing events, and they all happened within the past year or so. What's it been like to go through all of that in one year?
You know, my family is very important to me. Those are both benchmarks with them that are huge. I take pride in having my family with me. But it's just been unbelievable, you know. My wife is always my number one supporter, and for me to be able to share those moments with her, and not only that, but be able to tell my son that he was actually around a big while, it's all awesome, you know. It's a great part of being a player, but also a great part of just having a family and that experience you get to share with them.
And speaking of family, growing up, you moved around quite a bit because your father, Sam, was an Army lawyer, but your dad says that every time the family moved, quote, within several hours of being there, there'd be a ton of kids gravitating toward him and his brothers. I mean, Dakota, I don't know about you. It sounds like this was not that hard for you. I think I moved once as a kid. I'm still not right from that one move. It's not for everybody. What do you remember about that experience, and how were you able to fit in? Were you able to fit in so smoothly and easily when you moved?
Yeah, well, I had three brothers, so whenever we moved places, we would always be outside playing with each other. And then a lot of the military places that we lived, they required you to have a few kids to be in the neighborhood. So there was always, you know, other to get around and play. And so making friends came easier because I already had, you know, my best friends at in my own house. So it was a lot of fun. It was just extremely hectic. But it's made moving around in the baseball life a little bit easier for me.
And then in terms of that baseball life, I'm sorry, Dakota Hudson, my guest. Go ahead, finish. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I was just saying as we go along, it's been easier for me.
I was jumping in on you because I couldn't wait to ask you about your college experience. I love college baseball, but when you got to Dunlap, Tennessee, where you played your high school ball, you were really good, and then you move on to Mississippi State. What was that particular transition like?
I'd say that was the tougher transition. Just because I went from basically throwing fastballs to seeing some quality hitters and having to make some adjustments. And so my eyes kind of opened to there being more to baseball than just throwing hard or, you know, doing everything physically. There was a lot more of the mental side and then the preparation that came with it. So I felt like college kind of opened my eyes to that and allowed me to kind of create what I want. Create myself and to be the best me and figure out what that meant for me.
All right, so the transition was challenging. In the first couple of years in Mississippi State, may not have gone the way you would have liked. You didn't play a ton. The coaches there chose to take away your scholarship after 2 years. It would have been easier for you to be angry and leave, but you didn't. How come?
Yeah, I mean, they sat me down and they said, listen, you know, you haven't had a whole lot of innings to kind of show for it. And I mean, I was on a bigger scholarship, an 11.7 scholarships in baseball, there's, you know, partial scholarships being given out, and I had a bigger one for the team, so I understood that, you know, it's part of it, and kind of went into the Cape and just kind of buckled down and tried to figure out what it meant for me to be a baseball player, and I kind of put all my eggs in one basket and went for it. But the coach staff is always extremely supportive of me, so I felt like it was a good place to go back for and have my best shot at being a professional.
Yeah, so finally, you did come back, and you had a huge junior year after you had that conversation, and you put in the work. So how much did you learn about yourself and grow as a result of that experience and the way you responded?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I was more resilient than I was before, you know. I felt like I was able to kind of come back from anything once that happened. But it kind of put me in a situation where, you know, I had to make choices as a man more so than a kid. So, and I had to figure out what I wanted for my life. And so that was where I kind of took it.
That's pretty profound. You had to figure out what you wanted from your life, and you did just that. 9-4 on the year, leads the majors in ground ball percentage, got the win last night. St. Louis now just 2.5 games out of first. They're a half game out of the wild card, and they're back at it tonight in Cincinnati. Dakota Hudson, our guest. Dakota, great to have you on. Appreciate you on the conversation. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That was fun. Thank you. Dakota Hudson talking some Cardinal baseball. They're right in the hunt.